Candidates in one of the most closely contested congressional races in the country faced off yesterday in the first of three debates before Election Day. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Central New York Republican Congressman John Katko and Democratic challenger Dana Balter crystallized key campaign points in a debate held by Syracuse.com.
The future of the Affordable Care Act and how to fund it remains one of the core issues of the campaign. Katko says he supports insurance market reforms while retaining some elements of the ACA. Balter wants to improve the ACA, keeping health care choices for now with a phased-in approach to Medicare for All. And she says it would be funded by rescinding 2017 tax cuts and raising corporate taxes.
95% of households will save out of pocket on health care.
That's what Katko has issues with.
She's going to raise your taxes but save you money. When's the last time the government saved you money?
Candidates also went their separate ways on coronavirus relief legislation. Katko's standing by a $2 trillion problem solvers caucus proposal that is widely seen as impassable. Balter's supporting a revised HEROES Act that is also not thought to be politically viable. The area where candidates got a little testy, characterizing the campaign commercials bombarding local airwaves.
He has run a campaign of slanderous, sleazy ads full of misogyny and racism, and he is doing it following Donald Trump's playbook to try to stoke fear in the voters.
Katko defends ads which attack Balter's stand on bail reform, health care, and the use of campaign funds.
It's not slanderous to say those things. Those are facts. You can deflect all you want, but the bottom line is, I don't think that the voters out there are being fooled. You're a tax and spend liberal, and that's what those commercials are showing.
Recent polls show the race is a statistical dead heat in the four-county district that includes Onondaga, Cayuga, Wayne, and parts of Oswego County. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.